Hey beautiful people, and welcome to a brand new episode of A Slice of Life with me, Jack Walton. Be sure to subscribe on both iTunes and Spotify, and follow me on social media, I am Jack Walton, to keep updated with new monthly episodes. Hey everyone, wow, can you believe it's July already? Where is this year going? It's like flying by. So today we're gonna talk about something really totally different to last time. So last time I spoke with Vic about mental health. Spoke about personal development, spoke about sexuality, lots of different things. This one is going to be really inspirational because it's about basically turning your dream or your goal and making it happen, so turning it into reality. And that is what I have done, but it's also what my guest has done, and it's quite an inspirational story. Let's welcome Ash. Ash, welcome.
Hey man, how's it going?
How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. I feel like it's been a long time since we've...
I haven't seen you. Do you know what I put this morning? It's January.
I know. Yeah.
That's bad, isn't it?
That
can't happen again.
That's a long time, isn't it?
But time's flying since then. I think it's just gone so quick.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, I want to start by just asking you roughly, talk to us about your journey. I always ask every guest this. So, talk to us about how have you got to sitting on this podcast today? Give us an overview.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Give us a little, yeah.
So, I think it was back in 2017. I actually come to you with a vision, didn't I, of setting up my own sort of clothing brand.
Yeah.
It's something that I've wanted to do for God knows how many years.
Is it? That's interesting.
Yeah, never really been in a position to sort of put the money into it or, actually go ahead with it. So I thought, you know what, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it properly. I sat down, I said, these are the goals that I'm going to set myself. I saved a hell of a lot of money because, setting up any business, you've got to put money into
it. Need to fund it, yeah.
Exactly. So, I did that. I saved a lot of money. And then, like I said, I come to you 2017. I said, Jack, look, I
remember this because, you know, I remember as well. It's I think there's a difference because there's a difference between saying I want to do something and then actually doing it.
Yeah.
Time you said, I want to do something and then nothing would happen. But then eventually... you actually made it happen.
Yeah,
do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. And I remember showing you the mock-up of the logo and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Feels like forever ago now.
Yeah, it does, yeah. And then it was around it took about 10 months to a year to try and get stock and trying to find a decent manufacturer because I didn't want to do it. Some brands you'll see, they go with sort of white to label clothing, which is basically pre-made clothing, and then they get the logo, they get the design, and they just get someone to print it on. But I wanted to be a little bit different. I wanted to go, if I'm doing it, I wanted to do it properly, like I said earlier.
Better quality, right?
Better quality, sort of. It's more your actual piece of clothing that you're designing rather than someone else. You could just go to get, get a t-shirt from Primark print your logo on it. So
exactly.
Yeah, all have the inside labels and stuff. So it's actually your own.
You had a proper vision that it was going to be good quality. It was going to, look a certain way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the get-go from, I wanted to... from the start, that was what I had the vision to be. So,
and look where it's come from there. Tell us about the journey of how it's grown, because I feel it's developed so much in quite a short space of time actually.
Yeah, so I released our first lot of headwear was in October or November.
Yeah, it was
last year. So yeah, and they sold pretty quick to be fair. And then I got the hoodies in. I got the black and white hoodie in, which is literally all sold out.
It's a great hoodie, everyone. Not just giving it a plug. It's a great, really not biased. Best quality hoodie I've ever worn. I'm not really into stuff like that, but honestly, the cut of it, it's so skinny fit, which is a big thing for me. And then, really good quality.
Yeah, well, again, that's what I'm trying to, bring to the table, really.
Be a cut above the rest, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, and then, launched them sort of soon after the headwear was launched.
That was in the winter, wasn't it? January or something, I think?
Yeah, it was just before,
Or February, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. I think it was around Valentine's Day, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. There we go. But anyway, yeah, sold them out within 8 weeks, so...
Wow.
That's pretty good going, I think, for
a startup. Do you know
what?
For a brand that isn't really known, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
Because you were taking a risk there by ordering... so much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I had 75 pieces.
Wow, is it
design.
That many?
So, yeah, managed to get them shifted with the help of a few people.
Yes.
But I think one thing that's helped me is, like if anyone's out there who wants to start a clothing brand, who's had the idea, like you've just got to go for it, but you've got to be mindful, and you've got to have the team around you. I think that's a massive thing.
I think it is. I think people are important, aren't they?
Yeah, like I come to you because obviously you're doing your PR stuff.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I've given you like lots of advice and stuff, haven't I?
Yeah, exactly. And you've been a massive help, to be fair. Yeah. Within sort of like from the marketing side of things,
which is really important, I'd say.
Exactly.
Getting out there, getting like shoots done, promoting it.
Yeah.
Like making people be aware of who you are, because that's another thing. Instagram now, because by the way, everyone, this is it's mainly Instagram brand, isn't it? Like it's sold.
Yeah,
from
it is. Yeah, most of my
predominantly.
Of my stuff. However, I am looking into getting into a store when my t-shirts arrive, which should be sort of first week of July. I'm looking to launch
that's
them.
That's fantastic.
I can actually confirm that. That's an
can
exclusive.
You? Come on,
that's
confirm
an exclusive.
It.
So that is they're going to be taking place on the second, well, hopefully first week of July.
Wow, that's
so
exciting.
Yeah, I'm just adjusting the final sort of things, getting everything set to promote it, and then boom, we're
nice. Because like back to what I was saying about Instagram, I think that because Instagram's like kind of awash with so many different brands, it's hard to stand out and be different.
Yeah.
Because when you look on Instagram now, there's so many like streetwear, casual wear kind of brands. How do you, I don't know, how do you kind of be different? How do you be noticed in a huge pool of so many different fish? How do you be the one that stands out?
Do you know what? I think it's going back to what we just said about having a team around you, because I'm lucky enough with the industry I'm in, with like the modelling and filming work.
You got contacts, haven't you?
A lot of people who are, you know, these Instagram influencers.
We cringe at that, don't we?
Hate to say it, but it's sort of them ones where
But they do get it. They get you the get you the power. They get you the kind of platform, don't they?
Exactly. And you know, you've got to have the right people on board wearing your stuff.
Yeah.
Like I had a guy from X on the beach, as soon as he put out a post, I had like 10
ordering
exactly the same of what he wears. It's like social media has just gone
people
crazy.
People see him and they're like, I want to look like that, so I'm going to go and order that hoodie and that cap or that whatever.
So
loads of times.
I'm just in talks with a couple of people. Really? I won't say names at the moment because they haven't been confirmed.
Yeah, like let's not name drop too much.
Yeah, but that hopefully they're in the pipeline and they can sort of help me out as well. But
fingers crossed.
A lot of people have been like even having my mum and dad around just to like support me.
That's sweet.
You know, they like
support's really important.
Yeah,
with any dream or goal.
They've always, you know, said just go and do it. Just go and do
it. Make it happen, right?
Just go and do it, literally.
Also, we should say what's the brand called? What's the name of it? You haven't said that
Let's
yet.
Let's not forget that. Yeah, so it's A to B Couture.
A to B Couture.
If you want to hit it up on the Instagram,
A to B_Couture. Okay, talk to us, what does that mean? Talk to us about like the identity, like why the name, why?
Yeah, of course. So A to B obviously come from, my initials is AB.
Original,
yeah. So I thought, you know what, I want to try and keep fashion moving. So I thought A to B, you know, get into places from A to B. Then it sort of all links in. So I just woke up one day and I thought, you know what, that's going to be the name.
There you go.
And then obviously Couture is like specially made.
Because the pieces are like, they do fit really well. They're not standard size ones, are they? They are like skinny fit, or they're quite...
Yeah, well,
they're just better quality, aren't they, really?
Yeah, we've got so the t-shirts are coming out. We're going to have one oversized fit.
Yeah. The black one, right?
Yeah, and one which is a long line t-shirt, which is more of a slimmer fit one.
Nice.
Which is a dusty pink and a white stripe down the back.
That's exciting.
So if you want to go see previews to that, then they are up on the Instagram page.
Hit up the Instagram, guys. Hit it up.
All the other socials. So.
It's like unisex as well, so like girls or guys. Like it's a for either, so
yeah.
Check it out.
Both genders. Wear it, so
So what's your like, have you got like a vision for the brand in general, like what can you see happening? Like I'm interested in knowing like what next, what happens like after this. Have you got like any ideas?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and I'm
interested in knowing.
Yeah So my next step is I want to get into a store.
I want
to have a physical presence as well as an online presence.
Yeah, definitely, that's a big one.
I want to do that, and hopefully that will draw more attention, more awareness,
just
to get the name out there a little bit more. And then, you know what? Sky's the limit.
Do you know what? Sky is the absolute limit.
People say, where do you want to be in 5 years? I say, do you know what? I don't really know myself.
I'm just
going to go and do what I do. And, you know, hopefully I get a lucky break or, you know.
That's a good kind of philosophy to live by. Just kind of, we don't have to have, I've spoken this with like my friend Will, we don't have to have huge, huge like long-term goals, do we?
Definitely, no. Why should you?
I think it's about like having ideas now, like goals, but then also leaving room for a little bit of movement as well, because sometimes things don't always work out the way you plan them to.
And I'm a prime example of that, because My dream to start with, right?
Yeah.
All my life.
So tell us about this.
Wanted to play football all my life.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to play at professional academies.
Yeah.
Like right through to like under 18s and stuff.
Mm.
Never really got a break into the first team of the club that I was at before Woking.
Right.
And then I had a message on Instagram saying, from a modern agency saying, right. Oh, we like your look, can you come for a test shoot?
Ah.
And I was like, okay, didn't really like, do you know what yeah. I mean? Didn't think anything of it. So I thought, stuff it, I'll go.
I'll go for it, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, because so it's something different, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I went, had a test shoot, and then they said they want to add me to their books. So I was like, okay, fair enough.
Wow, and you've had a very interesting ride since then.
Yeah.
Haven't you? Like, tell us about that, because yeah. I always say you're someone that's quite... you're not like a typical average person, do you know what I mean? Like, you do different things.
Every
like,
day is different for me.
Do you know what I mean? Like, tell us about that. Like, what's happened since then? Because you've had a lot of opportunities, haven't you?
Yeah. So, yeah, since joining the agency, I can't even remember what my first job was now. I think it was just like a vintage clothing brand or something like that.
Nice, yeah.
You know, not like a massive job, just sort of a standard sort of, you know, fashion job.
Good start there.
But yeah, so I did that. And then obviously that was for their website, so I had a lot of representation from that. And off the back of that, I just sort of grew with it. Started getting into more sort of TV and film work. You know, had a little appearance on EastEnders.
Yeah, come on, you've been very, very, very busy.
Yeah, Phil Mitchell smashing my phone up was one of my highlights.
Yeah, I remember that.
So that was pretty cool.
Wow.
But I'm just so grateful for, like, you know, opportunities.
I would say, like, you got to be grateful for every single opportunity, because
exactly, yeah.
I think with these kind of things that we do, you don't really know when they're going to stop or when things are going to change. So I think it's really good to be grateful for absolutely everything that you're given.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, you have to be, you know, thankful for the people that offer you the opportunities. And, you know,
matter how small as well.
Exactly.
No matter how small.
Yeah. And, you know, if I wasn't on Instagram, I'm not a big fan of Instagram.
I know you're not.
You know, we've spoke about this.
Yeah, the Instagram world.
I'm not a huge fan of it, and I don't really use it as much as I should to sort of promote myself.
I use it a lot. I use it heavily. Only because, again, I'll get into this later, I'm working on something, I'm releasing something that I want to connect with people.
Yeah.
So we'll get onto that one.
But, obviously the agency gave me the opportunity. And off the back of that, I signed for another two agencies.
Really?
Opened up a lot more doors.
And
I've actually just been working on a few things in the past few weeks, which I can't really say too much
about. I know about them.
Because they haven't been released yet.
They're very exciting as well.
But
they're huge, aren't they, actually?
Yeah.
They're so pretty big.
End of August. Stay tuned. TV.
Ooh.
Keep your eyes up.
that's, do you know what, guys? That's a teaser, because when you listen to this, it'll be July. So
yeah.
Keep an eye out. Keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah,
wow. You've got a lot of... That's a lot. That's interesting. That's different. That's dreams for reality in itself, because, you know, with the brand, you've made that happen. Nobody else.
Yeah.
I was saying this to my friend before, like, you came in, that we can all have ideas and dreams and stuff, but if you don't take the steps to make them happen, they will stay just like that as ideas.
And I'm 21, so I thought, if I'm not going to do it now, I'm never going
to
do it.
That's so true. It's a good age to do it around now, isn't it? Because we're at that point where...
Yeah,
it's really good.
Haven't
got
any responsibilities, you know.
Exactly.
You can put all your focus and time
into something that means a lot to you.
So yeah,
and then that's fantastic.
Yeah, and then I've just sort of sacked off football, really.
Oh,
simple as that.
Yeah, you said that. So you've decided that it's just not for you, right?
Yeah. I just it's too much drama in it. It's too much drama in football, and
too much drama. That's interesting. What do you mean by that?
A lot of people don't. I think they just see it as a fancy lifestyle, but it's not.
Quite wannabe type of people.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and sort of like the money that I was on there, I was only sort of playing non-league, which was not great.
Yeah,
and you know, I just wanted to. You know, I was just enjoying what I was doing with like the filming and stuff.
And that's before. That's where like your passion lies, I guess. I think when we do something like maybe that we're not really that into. It's not really worth it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I've had a lot of situations like that where you do something, but you're like, I don't really want to be doing this.
Yeah.
And I think I'm really into and passionate about people doing stuff that they actually want to do.
Yeah,
and that actually suits
them,
do you know what I mean?
And I think there's nothing wrong as well with just going off on a different path.
Yeah.
You know, some people set out, I've got friends who are at university and then like they still don't know what they want to do.
Mm.
And that's not a problem. You don't
no,
have
it's
to
not.
Know what
it's
you
really
do.
Not, because from people I know from my own experience, I've gone so many different routes and ways that
yeah exactly
I think I'm glad I didn't know all of this, though, before, because if I'd known this, I'd have been like, oh my God, Jack, you're going to do all these different things. I think it's good sometimes to live in the moment and to just see where stuff takes you.
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head there. I think, yeah, you know, you don't have to have your life set out by the age of 20 or...
No, you don't. Oh, I was speaking about this with Will. You really don't, because people have these like things where they say, oh, by the age of 30, I've got to do this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't happen, like, oh, no, I'm a failure, I failed, I messed up. Well, actually, no, you haven't, because life's happened.
Exactly.
There's some things in life that we can't control. So you need to be open to allowing different things to happen and also allow interpretation as well, because things don't always pan out how you expect them to.
Exactly.
I'm talking from, like, you know, lots of personal experiences.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, it's just, you just got to do, like you say, live in the moment.
I've tried to keep reminding myself that. Live in the moment.
Yeah, because a lot of people get themselves worked up about it. And, you know, just like a prime example for me is I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. Literally.
I love that.
I could get an email now or a phone call and say, right, we need you for a casting in London. Yeah. I'm like, okay, sweet. Do you know what? I'm going to drop whatever I'm doing and just go and do it.
I think that's a good way. Because it does mean that you are getting the most out of life.
Exactly. You know,
because
you
could be quite a frigid person. You'd be like, oh, sorry, no, that didn't work with my plans. I can't do that. Well, if you say that, you've missed out on an incredible opportunity.
Yeah.
So instead you're saying, do you know what? No, I'm going to go for it. See what happens.
Have to take opportunities when
it's taking risks, isn't it?
You never know when it's going
to
come
and
again.
And we need to, do you know what, guys? We need to take risks. We need to stop being so precious all the time, because sometimes we can be so precious about life and we're like, oh, you know, we need everything to be such a certain way, but we've got one life. This is not a dress rehearsal. Yeah. It's the real thing.
Yeah.
There's no behind the scenes stuff. This is it right now.
Completely agree.
So if you are sitting here now listening, thinking there's something I really want to do, there's something I really want to work on, or I don't know, a place I want to go, or a trip I want to have, do you know what? Find it within yourself to do it and make it happen. Yeah, I know things, you know, there's barriers that can get in the way, but start making a plan. And do you know, I'm a strong believer in that anything's possible.
Definitely.
I really am. Definitely. And I guess that leads on really well to my example, which is like really exciting. I'm even nervous to say this.
Yeah, let's talk about you. Let's talk about what you've got coming up.
Okay. So like, I haven't spoken about this on the podcast yet because I wanted to wait until the said thing was out. And it will be July now, so it is out. And that is, oh my God, this is so weird. So for the last 3 years, I've been writing a book.
I've been writing a book.
I've been writing it since 2016. And the book is called Being the Best You. So I guess the title's kind of quite, you know, it makes sense. The book's about becoming your best self. It's about becoming the best version that you can be. I've had lots of different experiences with things that I've talked about, and that's all in there. Like, it's no jargon, it's no bullshit. That's really important. It's just real, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people that know me know I'm all about positivity and positive thinking, but I'm real as well. Like, I'm not going to bullshit people in the book. It's real stuff, it's honest stuff. Did my life change overnight? No, it did not. Have I had to work on it? Yes. It's been, you know, for the past how many years, it's been daily working on myself to be a better version of me. And that's a never ending cycle in a good way. I'm always becoming a better version. I'm a better version now than I was the last time I saw you. I'm a better version of myself than I was this time last month, because I choose to not stagnate. And that's a really key one for me. Like, you can, you know, people have got people in your own life where you might see them within long periods, you might come back a year later and see them and they're still the same. They're still doing the same thing. They're still in the same place. For a long time, that's what I was like. I'd stagnate. I'd never like do anything different. I'd just be the same. But now when people see me, like, oh, Jack, you're doing these different things. You've changed. You're like, you do this, you do that. And that's because I make myself do it.
Yeah, exactly. And you've been working on this for over 3 years now, haven't you?
Yeah. And within that time, though, I've grown massively, because writing the book, I've written it, then I've literally left it alone for maybe a couple of months at a time. The reason I've done that is because I've wanted time in between to experience life. So I've literally like, okay, I'm going to leave it alone now. Live life. Yeah. Live your life. Okay, we'll write a bit more now. So I could have easily banged this out in a year. I was saying that to somebody the other day. I could have rushed it. I could have done it all in a year.
Yeah.
Had it all done, but I didn't want to do
it's
that.
It's much more real the way you've done it.
Yeah.
You know, you've gone through all the experiences and you've just, you know, every time you've had to overcome something, you've put it in the book.
Literally put it in the book.
Yeah.
So. Like, there's so many different things in there. So I'll speak about mental health, sexuality, childhood, you know, single parent, overcoming all that kind of stuff, Even stuff that I've overcome very recently with other different scenarios, all these different things that have essentially made me who I am. And I think I put them all in there because I want to put a positive spin on stuff. Like, I'm really funny. I don't want this stuff to kind of, to me, none of it's negative.
Yeah.
But that's only because I choose for it to not be negative, that I choose for it to actually, I say, although some of these experiences aren't positive, they've shaped me into the person I am now. And it's funny, I was actually talking to my mum the other day and she was saying, do you know what, Jack, if you hadn't have gone through all that stuff, you wouldn't be writing this book. And I was like, Mum, you're so right, because
there you go.
If I wouldn't have gone through all of that, I wouldn't be interested in motivating people or helping people, because I'm only interested in it because I've experienced what I've experienced and I want to help people who might be experiencing similar things. That's the only reason. So I think I've got to a point now where I realise, you know what, I actually bless all that stuff that's happened because I realised it needed to happen. So now I'm at this point where I actually can talk about it, because, you know, a couple of years ago, I couldn't have spoken about stuff so openly. I felt embarrassed. I couldn't have explained it the way I explain it now, because I guess I'm in a different headspace, and that's key, isn't it?
Listen, so like, everything happens for a reason. Big believer in
I'm
that.
I'm a big believer in that as well.
You know, if something happens, I think you can build from it, and you can.
That's
actually...
what I mean. Like, I was saying, this somebody you'd think, like, on paper, if I wrote down all the different things that have happened, you'd think logically, oh my god, that must make somebody quite a weak person. Actually, no, it's the opposite. It's actually made me a strong person. You'd think after all those knockbacks, it'd make somebody the opposite. No, I think it's because I've channeled it in a way where I've actually, like you say, I've built from it, I've learnt from it, I've progressed from it, I've grown stronger from it. So actually, I don't kind of feel bad about that stuff anymore. I kind of feel like, you know what, it happened and it's made you who you are now. So that's why I think the book will be a really good read.
I think that's why it's so inspirational as well, because a lot of people would go, you know, you have something shit happen in your life.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, you can go two ways. You can either
sit there
and dwell on it, or you can, you know what?
Trust me.
You can go and do something, which is what you've done, obviously. With
it's so easy to go that way. Do you know what I always say? It's weird as it sounds, it can be easier to choose the negative than the positive. So it's me. I have to make a mindful choice that, no, you're going to go that way. You've been that way. We're not going that way anymore. It's easy to talk negatively. It's easy to expect the worst and stuff, but I try to do the opposite. And you know what? People that know me know it works, because you've seen my growth, haven't you?
You know that, of course, what I'm
doing, it works, because look at all the opportunities I've had, like, in the last couple of months. Even, like, I'm always doing different things, and I've said this to other people, that's because I make myself do those things. I could easily decide to not. I make shit happen. I make all of these things happen that have happened. So
I think that's the key thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it is,
opportunities don't.
They are offered, but not always.
You've got to make things for yourself.
You really have.
You can't go by life just hoping that someone's going to come to you and say, "Oh, look, here's a nice job opportunity for you." Because it don't happen. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to promote yourself. You know, you've got to do all the things that you have to do to make it happen.
To make
the opportunities come, yeah.
I was speaking to him the other day and I'm like, Jack, you work so damn hard. I said, yeah, I do. Because again, I've got a team. I want to make it happen. If I sat on, you know, my ass at home, not doing anything.
Exactly.
Like other people that I've known in the past, especially people I went to school with and stuff, I'd know that I'd be exactly the same. I would not get anywhere. So although I've got lots of support around me, I was saying this to somebody earlier, they can give me all the support they want. If I don't act on it and don't actually do something with that, then nothing's going to happen. They can't make me. You know, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink it.
Exactly. Very good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can have all this support. Like, I always say this of other people that, like, I give advice to. I can give you this support for hours on end. I can talk to you till I'm blue in the face. But if you don't do anything after, there's nothing I can do about that. It's about you taking on the advice and then saying, do you know what? We're going to make this happen. We're going to do it.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think that's what I'm hoping the book's going to be. A really good tool. Like, it's an easy read. There's no, like, scientific stuff. It's just really simple. It's, you know, it, like I say, it's positive, but there's a lot of real stuff about mental health. There's a lot of real stuff about challenges I've had, and there is a positive silver lining over it.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's going to be a hit, because obviously people can relate to it.
I hope so.
You know, mental health itself has been brought to the table fairly recently, I think, and
it has sort of opened up. It has. It wasn't, you know, I said this to somebody, like, when I was, like, growing up as a teenager, like, okay, 13, mental health was not spoken about.
Exactly,
it really
wasn't.
And I can remember that, and that wasn't really so long ago in theory, but now it's spoken about a hell of a lot more. And yes, it might be fashionable right now to talk about it, but you want to bet that I'll be speaking about it long after it's back to unfashionable. Mm-hmm. If that ever happens, guess what? I will continue talking about it, because I'm not talking about it because it's fashionable. I'm talking about it because, especially for men as well, like, I've got to make a difference, because even like now, still so many men take their own lives, you know?
Yeah, so many.
It's crazy. I'm going to be one of those people that's going to make a difference. And I always say, oh, I'm a small person, like, will my difference make a count? Do you know what? Yes, it will. Because if enough people from any walk of life make a difference, it's going to add up to a big one.
Yeah,
it's easy to say, I've not got much power, I'm no special. Well, do you know what? If you have that attitude, you're not going to really get anywhere in life. You got to have an attitude of saying, do you know what? I'm going to do this because I want to make a change and help people. Or I want to do this so I can better myself. I'll let people that are known do it. I'll let people that have got some kind of following do it. No, I'm going to do it because I'm not going to take no for an answer. And I think that's kind of 100%. Like, that's what I have to think like, because that gives me the drive and determination to make it happen.
It's all about the attitude. It's all about your, you know, your mindset. And how you look
at
things.
That's talked about massively, like how I've shifted from an introvert to an extrovert. I've gone from making zero effort to plenty of effort. And in theory, I've literally like rewired like my brain and how I do things. And I'm not joking. Like,
I know you're living your best life, you know?
that's on the book. On the book it says how to live your best life. And
there we go.
It's
proof is in the pudding.
It literally is. Like when I wrote it, I kept thinking, I want to do a book that I would enjoy reading. So I thought, make it simple, make it relatable, make it easy. Keep thinking, what would you like to read? So hopefully it's going to be on Amazon, ebook and paperback. And obviously it's July now, but anyway, it's going to be out on Sunday the 30th of June. And yeah, like it's going to be, I can speak to it more, about it more in other ones, because I guess things are going to happen from here are going to progress because I've got plans of what I want to do next. I want this book to be a tool. I don't want it to just be a book that's just going to be there. I want it to be a tool that's going to help people. And I want to do some form of speaking. So I've been doing like speaking to lots of different people. And I've got plans right now to probably go into schools is what I'm thinking.
I think that would be fantastic.
Because I've worked with like 15 to 17 year olds for 2 years now. I did it like for NCS 2 years ago. Last year I did summer school. Doing some school again this year. I like that age group's energy because they've got energy. A lot of them are quite like, it's a cocky and arrogant kind of thing, but I know what's underneath it.
Yeah.
And when I'm in their company, I'm like, okay, you can be like this to me on the surface, but I know underneath there's a lot of insecurity there. And I know what I felt like at that age, and I know that I want to talk to them about stuff that's actually going to make a difference. Like English, maths and science is important, yes. But I want to talk to them about actual life stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't get, you know, if I was that age, and someone came to school to talk about all these different things, I'd be like, wow, that's interesting. That's actually going to help me.
I think that's the age that people, you know, need to be aware about these things. I think as you get older, there's, you know, you've got
that's
more pressure on you.
That's a difficult age as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at that age, you can go one way or the other.
Yeah.
You have a choice then. And again, society is to blame a lot of the time because so many teenagers now are so insecure. Reality TV doesn't help. Social media doesn't help. And that's why I say that if I'm going to use social media as a tool, I'm going to use it for the power of good.
Can I just ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you watch Love Island?
No, I don't. Yes, I said it, everyone. I don't watch it. I watched it last year. Came to this show, I thought, sorry.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Sorry, I can't. It's society. The only reason, everyone, I watched it last year was it's the FOMO thing. It's the fear of missing out. Everybody seemed to be watching it. Mm-hmm. Everyone spoke about it. I thought, okay, I've got to watch it. Then, being honest, I was maybe in that mindset a bit more. But now I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I can't watch
that. Do you know what?
That.
I think it's crazy. So I do a bit of coaching in schools now and again, right?
Yeah.
And I went into a primary school.
Yeah.
And I teach 9 to 10 year olds.
Oh, that's an interesting age.
And you know what? I said, what have you been doing this week? Watching Love Island.
No, not that age.
I was like, oh, God. Where's the parenting for first? Do you know what I mean? Like, what? If that's my kid, no way are you watching Love Island.
Do you know what? I'm sorry. Anyone, you know, guys, you absolutely do you. Bizarre. If you want to watch it. But for me, I can't. I looked again this year, every single man looks, has got that perfect athletic kind of fake image. Where's the person with the beer belly at? The person that looks real? Like,
it's mad.
I looked at the lineup. I thought, that's confirmed it. No,
it's just so fake.
No,
it's just so fake. It just gives.
And it is what contributes to like mental health issues and stuff. It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I can't believe it's a program altogether.
No, neither can I.
But there we go.
There we go. Like, do you know what? It's one of them. It does so well. It makes so much money. Yeah. But that's all they're happy about. They don't care about the other stuff. As long as it makes the money, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have people got hurt in the process? Yes. Like, people have died on that from being on that show. Like, again, you could say it's not because of that show, but there's been contestants that have died after. So that's all I'm going to say on that one. But yeah, the book, definitely, you know, please, you know, check it out. If you want to buy it, please buy it. That would be such a lovely support. I definitely want to go into schools. I definitely want to do motivational speaking. So if there's anyone listening that's like, you want me to speak somewhere, hit me up and let me know, because I'm really, this is just, for me, this book is the catalyst. This book is the beginning of stuff. Like, I've been working on this for 3 years now, and I'm ready to cramp things up a notch. I'm ready to take things to another level. So that's it, she might. I like this though, because we've both had dreams and goals, and they're both so different.
Yeah.
And I like that. I thought this is nice, because yours is like a clothing brand, mine's a book. Both huge passions for both of us individually. And again, the same with my book. I've had to really work at this. Like, I could have easily had the idea and thought, do you know what? Look at all this stuff that this involves. No way.
It takes hard work.
I can't tell you how literally hard the most simplest things have been. Like, this literally, guys, the hardest thing from writing this book has been adding page numbers. I'm not even joking. That has been one of the hardest things. I've had to watch videos. I've had to watch literally YouTube videos on how to properly add page numbers to my book and then delete them from certain pages and then add them again. So there's so much that you guys don't know that's happened behind the scenes that has all been like a contributor. So that's why I'm like, I'm ready for this book to be out. I'm ready for people to see it. And I really hope you guys enjoy it, because again, I could have been in a position where I thought, I'm only going to have this book out if it's professionally published, because lots of people do that. But I thought, no, regardless, I want to self-publish it, because I don't want the message to be taken away. Yeah. I either could have been like, oh, unless someone's going to take it, I'm not going to do this. Well, okay, but I've actually made it happen. And because I haven't had that backing, I've had to do every single different element on my own. Apart from having a graphic designer to make graphics and a couple of different things like that, it's been me doing this. So that's why I think I'm so passionate for you guys to read it and hopefully really enjoy it, because it's been a long journey. It's actually been quite therapeutic in a way, kind of writing it, because it's almost been like a healing kind of thing, especially like when I've written it like even 2 years ago and I started writing it, because I've been talking about things that have happened and it's almost like releasing it.
Yeah,
I've written it down. And it's out there for public consumption, because I always say, like, I'm not like embarrassed or ashamed of everything I've been through. For me, I'm really keen on talking about it, because I also know there's a lot of people that go through stuff that don't talk about it, and if they can hear what I've been through, they might be able to relate to that and they might feel better about themselves.
And if it makes one person happy, then you've succeeded.
Do you know what?
It changes one person's
that's
perspective.
That's interesting. Someone's already said that to me last week. I said, do you know what, Jack?
That's success right there.
Yeah. I always say that if I can help just one person, for me, it's about the perspective. If I can give that person a new perspective on life so they feel better about themselves, or they feel like they've got a way forward, or I just give them a different option or avenue to explore, then I've done it. And you know what, I don't need to know that I've done that, because I don't really want to know. Like, it can be a silent thing. I want to do that, and then if I do it again and again and again, it's a bonus. It's such a bonus, because for me, like, I've had some really nice press for this as well. Like, I've actually had a Daily Mail article.
Yeah, you've had a lot of coverage for it.
And then actually it's been interesting. I've had a local one, I've had a regional one, I've had a national one, which is bloody fantastic. I wasn't, you know, when you do PR and when you're doing PR for anything, you literally just contact loads of people. Send like a blanket thing out. Not a lot of people normally get back to you. This happened this time. People got back to me. But again, I contacted the Daily Mail. I didn't know she was going to be interested, the journalist. She was. She said, yeah, it sounds interesting. Can you answer these questions? So I thought, okay, why not? Then it's published in the Daily Mail.
There you go.
Again, though, this is important as well. This only happened because I made it happen. Again, with the press, I easily could have waited till the book's out. I could have had the book out and thought, oh, I've had no press. It must not be that interesting then. No, I've literally used my PR skills to make it happen. I thought, I'm going to try to get a national article. So I got one. So only because I actually had the get up and go to make that article happen, because I want people to know about it. I keep saying this. It's not about me. Like, let's get rid of the ego. It's not about me as a person here. Like, I don't want that. I want this book to be known, and I want this book.
Of course.
To be used as like a positive tool. Like, anything that happens from here, I'm really grateful for. Like, I'm grateful for every opportunity that happens. Like, the press has been amazing. I've got a few other things lined up as well, which are hopefully going to come to fruition. I just want to get the message out there. I just want to, but honestly, like, long-term goal, like, wow, do you know what, I probably just want to be like a life coach. I've said this, but I want to coach people, I want to support people, I want to help people, I want to do stuff on my book, I want to do other things after the book, I want to do stuff on TV, I want to do stuff on radio. Like, I just want to I want to use multiple formats to spread a positive, worthwhile, honest message, really. Because when I do this kind of stuff, it's effortless. And take it from somebody that knows, when you do something and you think to yourself, my God, that's effortless, that's so natural, that's when you know you've found something that you really want to do and something that's a really life kind of passion. That's when you know, when you're like, oh, this isn't any effort to do. Because that's what it's been like for me. Yeah, I've had times where the book's been hard, but at the same time, I never thought, oh my God, why am I doing this? I thought, you know what? I would go for all that effort 100 times again. Because it's been worth it, and the book isn't even out yet, and I already say it's worth it because I know what impact it's going to have. Yeah, so yeah,
definitely, man. You just got to, you know, keep at it.
Yeah, and make a positive change. Wow, guys, I feel incredibly overwhelmed in a good way.
if you're not motivated after listening to this,
I feel overwhelmed in a good way because you've heard a huge one there for me. That's a big one. That's a big goal of mine. So yeah, wow, two hugely different dreams. Both dreams have now become reality. I guess my advice to anybody as a final kind of thing, for anyone right now that's got a goal or a dream, again, it could be anything. You've heard, for example, you've heard of a book, you've heard of a clothing business. They're both opposite, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what I liked about today. We've both got so many different kind of things, but there's a common interest and goal, which is to do something that you want to do. So I'd say no matter what it is, make it happen, make plans. And again,
Definitely.
Do you know what? If you think you can't make it happen, please give me a message. Tell me what it is. I want to know. I'm interested. Tell me what you want to do with your life. Tell me what your goal is. Tell me what your dream is. No dream's too big and none is too small. You might think, oh, that's really small. It's not. It can't be considered one. Do you know what? Yes, it can. Because what might be big for me could be small for you and vice versa. It doesn't matter. So yeah, do you know, you can make it happen. You have got that within you to succeed and to absolutely smash it out of the ballpark. That's my little words of wisdom.
Definitely. I think,
what's, you know, your, like, again, if someone like right now has got an idea, they've got a goal, they've got a dream they want to make happen, what would you say to them?
I think you've just got, if you've got a vision, I think the first thing you've got to do is get your team around you. Build a little team, you know, your
support,
friends, your family.
Guys, support,
whatever,
is so
whoever
big.
It is, whoever, you know, you might know someone in the industry that you want to go down, I don't know.
You need
but
support.
Just get some support, okay, and just get that good energy that will lead you
the
through.
Words,
that
energy.
Is, honestly,
come on.
That is
come
crazy.
On.
That's why I like being around you, because you've just got
energy.
That crazy energy.
Energy, don't we?
Yeah, and it just helps you, you know. If you...
Again, like, I actually choose now, I will say this, all of my friends are so extra and different and out there, because I surround myself with people that are different, because it just makes sense. You know why? Because when I hear about what Ash is doing, or what my model friends are doing, or what all these people are doing, I'm like, oh, Jack, look what they're doing, look what you can be doing. Work on your dream like they are. It literally just motivates me. Like, you guys motivate me as well, because it just makes me want to be like, do you know what, Jack, you go on, you do it, you make this happen, you get shit done, because it's the only way. It's the only way.
Yeah, definitely. And listen, I don't know about you, but I've never wanted to do a 9-to-5.
No, God, that's... I've said this so many times to people. No,
I couldn't do
it.
I couldn't do it.
Again, live your life. If you want to do that and that makes you happy, guess what? That's absolutely fine. As long as you're happy, that is the key. But you've got to do something that actually suits you.
Definitely. So, yeah. One little last thing for me. Like,
yeah,
I said,
on.
The t-shirts are going to be out.
Shameless plug.
The t-shirts are going to be out literally probably now by the time this is released. So.
Amazing. Guys, check out A2B Couture on Instagram. There's a link to the website. Check it out. Really affordable stuff. Really trendy. Interesting. And just support two people that are doing things that are totally different and totally kind of unique. Just support it, because we all got to support each other. It's the only way.
Massive love to everyone who has supported it as well. Like, just keep doing your thing. Just keep sharing it. You know, if you're telling a friend, just say, oh, look,
it's the simple things,
right.
Isn't it? It takes you know, seconds to do this kind of stuff.
It's just the little things like that. It goes a long way for a small business like mine.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah.
And guys, like, big same love to you. Like, anyone that, in the last week, I've had two people message me that have said some really lovely things about, like, the way I'm working and my book stuff. And do you know what? This stuff to me is worth its weight in gold. It means more to me than any of the physical material stuff. Like, this, when I get one of those messages, honestly, the feeling, it's euphoric. So thank you so much, because it makes me realise that what I am doing, as someone said to me the other day, Jack, you are having an effect. You're having a positive effect, and to be told that is like, wow, this is all bloody worth it, and I'm making it happen. So yeah, that's an amazing way to end it, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, wow.
Definitely,
like, Ash, thank you so much for joining me. Like, have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been a real pleasure.
It's your first podcast as well.
Yeah, it is.
Done. Boom. Yeah. Ticks off the list.
There we go.
Ticks off the bucket list. Like, guys, thank you so much. Sending you lots of love, positivity, good energy, and have a lovely day, whatever you're doing.
Go
see you soon.
It.
Bye, guys.